Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Michael Popak, Legal AF. By my calculation, Donald Trump will be out of all of his cash after he pays the judgments and verdicts just this week in the two civil cases brought by E. Jean Carroll and the New York Attorney General. What's that, you say? Isn't he a three-billionaire, Popak? Well, I know the Bloomberg Index likes to talk about it that way. But of that amount, most of it, I would say 90% of it, 85% of it is tied up in real estate and other revenue-producing assets. Cash on hand, according to Donald Trump in his own deposition that he gave about a year ago to the New York Attorney General, he's got just $400 million in cash. That's a lot of money to you and me, but not a lot of money for somebody that's about to face up to $600 million in judgments and verdicts. Let me do the math and expose something else that came out in my reading of the new monitor, former federal judge Barbara Jones's monitorship of the Trump entities and his assets, and what I discovered buried in the report that's now been produced and given over to Judge Engoron, the judge who's going to issue his judgment, I think well north of $500 million, just in a couple of days' time. I'm going to put these two concepts together, and I'm going to show you that Donald Trump is in dire financial straits unless he begins a fire sale to liquidate some of his real estate assets, a process that he's not yet done. Let's start with how is he going to pay for the judgments and the judgments that I'm talking about. We've got an $83.5 million verdict just returned a couple of days ago by a jury in New York. That runs with interest once it's reduced to a final judgment, which will be in the next 30 days. And until Donald Trump pays it, interest is running at a very high rate in New York. That could easily pop up to $90 million or $95 million by the time Donald Trump turns around and pays it. He'll have to post either a cash bond for that amount plus another, almost $100 million cash bond, obtain a bond from a bonding company based on assets that nobody in New York is believing. This is a company that's been adjudged already twice to have committed persistent fraud and that it has cooked books that nobody can rely on. Donald Trump talked a lot about Deutsche Bank being his bank of choice. They're very happy with him. There's no victims. Deutsche Bank already publicly announced in the last 6 months that they are no longer in the business of Donald Trump, nor lending money for him with him. The other thing that I noticed in Barbara Jones, the former federal judge's report, is that effectively the Trump Organization and its businesses are coasting on existing assets and haven't done a major transaction in the last 14 months since the New York Attorney General brought her case. What do I mean by that? They haven't taken out a loan. They haven't refinanced. They haven't entered into any relationships with any counterparties that require them to put up their statement of financial condition or the assets of Donald Trump or the guarantee of Donald Trump, meaning they are effectively dead in the water. Yes, they have income-producing properties, right? They make a lot of money from Mar-a-Lago, $50 million plus. They make a lot of money from their golf courses around the country, $150 million in gross revenue from the golf courses. They make a lot of money from other properties in Vegas, $30 million in gross revenue in Vegas. Even if you total all that up, it's $232 million of gross revenue in a year. That's not net profit. Let's just call net profit 30%. For that means 60 million or so of revenue of gross net revenue in the pockets of Donald Trump and others is coming his way. That's not enough to pay judgments that are stretching into 10 times that amount. To put this in perspective, the judgment that we believe Judge Engoron, based on 11 weeks of testimony, a finding of persistent fraud in at least 4 or 5 of the remaining counts of the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, the disgorgement penalty here with interest could easily surpass $500 million. Judge Engoron doesn't even have to listen to the amount that the New York Attorney General was asked for. Sure, it could come in lower, but I doubt it based on his evaluation of the evidence and based on the monitor reporting to the judge that basically the Trump Organization should get an F report card over the last 14 months for how they've run their business, even while the case is going on, under the leadership of one Donald Trump, Don Jr., and Eric Trump. And so I think it goes north of $500 million. Add interest, we're now at $600 million. $600 million plus $83.5 million, call it $90 million, is almost $700 million. Donald Trump only has $400 million cash on hand. That means he's going to have to go borrow or sell to make up that delta, that $250 million difference. If he sells, then he's on a fire sale. Everybody knows he's on the balls of his ass, and his property sure has been benefited by the real estate market increasing in these various communities like Florida, but he'll have to sell under duress, meaning he won't recover as much. According to the monitor's report, he already has for sale one private residence and one airplane. He needs the cash, right? He can't use, to answer the question I know I'm going to get on the hot take, he cannot, without violating election law and campaign finance law, he can't use the money that he's separating from his donors for his campaign, because none of the campaign money can be used for judgments. That would be a violation. He'd have to report that on a quarterly basis, and of course there'd be lawsuits over it. He could try to stick his hand in that cookie jar, but it should snap shut, and it could be a criminal violation of campaign finance law. See George Santos. So let's assume for now that even though we've seen, you know, the Trump family commit the greatest kleptocracy in the history of American government when Donald Trump was president, or as Donald Trump likes to say in his deposition testimony to the New York Attorney General, my brand is what got me elected. It's worth at least $10 billion. All right, put that aside for a minute. Assuming that he's not going to grab the third rail of criminal campaign finance violations, he's not going to take the money from the campaign. Now, that doesn't mean he can't create a separate fundraiser and just have people, the suckers bet, give him more money. But that's a lot of money, by the way. It's not like he needs like $5 or $10 million just to tide him over. He needs a lot of money to pay these judgments.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you're still feeling the stress of the holidays like me, you know it can really take its toll on your skin. But OneSkin can help your skin bounce back with science-backed TLC that refreshes and reverses signs of aging from the inside out, something women my age need to be on top of. Their products are powered by scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that targets fine lines and wrinkles right where they start, which is your cells. This isn't just another skincare routine, it's real science breakthrough. In fact, OS1 is the first of its kind to actually turn back the clock instead of just masking the signs of aging. With their full line of face, eye, and body, and sun, and travel size products, here they are, I actually love them. And people always say to me, I can't believe you are 57 years old. And it's mostly because of my skin and I take care of it. And this is a really fantastic product. It doesn't just promise healthier skin, they prove it. And I am all in. I love using OneSkin as part of my nighttime routine before bed. I'm absolutely thrilled with the results. My skin not only looks more refreshed and healthy, it feels soft too. Just cleanse and apply twice daily. OneSkin. You can put it on your face, your eyes, your body. And there's also a shield that can be used with other products to help with sunscreen. So it easily fits into your current skincare routine. And for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code LegalAF when you check out at oneskin.co. That's not com, it's .co. Start 2024 off right and give your skin the scientifically proven love it deserves with OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code LegalAF at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with LegalAF as your code. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. This is a great time to have healthy, beautiful skin.
So he's going to have to come out of real money and real pockets. Then he's got that constant hole in his bucket. In addition to draining every last dime of his cash to pay these two judgments I've just described, he's also got to pay ongoing about $4 to $5 million a month, going up to close to $10 million a month as we approach trial for his attorney's fees related to the civil and criminal cases around the country. 91 felony indictments in four different jurisdictions is really expensive to defend against when you've got, even though you've got these kind of lowbrow lawyers, John Lauro, Todd Blanche, Chris Kice, Alina Haba, I wish I'd never heard of any of these people, you know, Susan Necklace, she's not bad actually, John, Steve Sadow in Georgia, John Sauer, the appellate lawyer, some other people that I know that have joined as a late, come to the game late to do his appellate work. They're expensive. They charge hourly, you know? Rudy Giuliani has listed Donald Trump as somebody that owes him money for his attorney's fees on his bankruptcy filing, right? And so the knives are out. The knives are out. So let's take cash, complete wipeout of cash off the board. Off the board. Because of Donald Trump and the way he's acted in court and the criminal conduct and civil bad conduct that he's done. Take it off the board. How does he replenish it? You see, while he's got 230 or 240 million of gross revenue coming into the Trump organization, he's got a lot of mouths to feed. He's got a lot of expenses. Rides around in a jet that he brags about being better than Air Force One. Lives in homes that he brags about being better than the White House. Okay, those are expensive. Melania has very expensive tastes. She doesn't work. And so, you know, she lives on top of Tiffany's and across from Bergdorf Goodman's. Do the math. So we got rid of all that cash, and he's only replenishing it, let's say, after he gives his allowance, whatever it's called, to Don Jr. and Eric and whatever's left for Ivanka. Ivanka, you know, maybe he's got, I don't know, $30 million that comes in a year for him. Should be enough, but it's not enough when you're spending $5 to $10 million a month in legal fees to defend yourself, and all your cash just got taken away like in a bad divorce. Robbie Kaplan put it best when she approached the jury and told the jury just last week to kind of orient them to their role, that the judge had already instructed them that the rape of E. Jean Carroll had already been established. They are to assume that she was raped by Donald Trump, that his fingers went into her vagina, is how the judge put it. They are to assume that she has been defamed by Donald Trump as president and after, including during the trial, including at the moment before the verdict, while juries were being selected. They are to assume that as well. Now we're left, as Robbie Kaplan told the jury, with punitive punishment type damages. And she used his own words, Donald Trump's own words against him, because he was so busy, on one hand, up the street in the New York State Supreme Court, arguing to Judge Engoron, that his personal financial statement was much greater than the numbers listed there. Not less, but more. I'm not a one billionaire, I'm a three billionaire. And which is his way of trying to get out from under the New York Attorney General case. But that was the exact opposite of what he wanted to say to a jury who had to put a punitive damage number together to punish a man who's a three billionaire. And so Robbie Kaplan looked at the jury and said this in the closing, quote, a billionaire like Donald Trump could pay $1 million a day for 10 years and still have money left in the bank. Not anymore. Let's leave it at that. $1 million a day for 10 years, right? That that was good. I like Robbie for that one. She went on to tell the jury, with that sort of extreme wealth, it will take an unusually high punitive damages award to have any hope of stopping Donald Trump, to have any chance of allowing Ms. Carroll's life to return to normal. They returned a $65 million punitive damage amount on top of $18.3 million in compensatory damages. But he's out of cash. He's busted. He hasn't done a new deal in 14 months. He hasn't done a new licensing deal in 14 months. He hasn't taken out a new bank loan or refinanced his bank loan. Sure, he grabbed some cash when he sold the old post office, right? But no banks. This is the other thing. His access to capital markets is severely constrained because he's been convicted already. He's been adjudged already, a committer of persistent fraud in the last 10 years as part of his business operation. Mazars, his outside accountants and auditors, noisily departed the Trump representation, telling the world that nothing that they did for 10 years in his audits, personal and corporate, can be relied upon because they got misled by Donald Trump. What American bank? What American bank? International bank. Maybe Jamie Dimon, but I don't even think him, is, and their underwriting department and their loan department is going to lend Donald Trump money on his tax returns that nobody's seen and or on his balance statement, which everybody knows is cooked, and justify to the as fiduciaries to their investors and to their stockholders that they just lent hundreds of millions of dollars to somebody facing 91 felony counts, has been adjudged to be a fraudster in his home state, is close to being banned from the real estate industry for life. Okay, name the bank. Maybe he goes to Dubai. Maybe he goes to United Arab Emirates, I guess. Maybe he goes to China. He's borrowed money from China before. This is the dire financial straits that Donald Trump is in. Don't let his whistling past the graveyard fool you. He is, as much as a real estate developer can be on the balls of his butt with no cash, he's in that position, placed there by his own misconduct. We'll continue to follow what happens as we get the final number. But remember that math, $400 million in cash, limited amount of money coming in yearly from revenue, and $10 million a month going out to attorney's fees, and his inability to go to capital markets or U.S. banks to borrow money, and his basically, they're dead in the water, the Trump Organization, in conducting any business the last 14 months. So reported the Monitor. We'll continue to follow everything like this at the intersection of law, politics, and justice. One place, Legal AF on the Midas Touch Network. 2 million free subscribers strong. Follow me, Michael Popak, on Legal AF on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Our full-length podcast, 1 hour long. We do 4 or 5 stories like this at that intersection. I do it with Ben Mycelis on Saturdays, Karen Friedman Agnifilo on Wednesday. So until my next hot take, thumbs up here helps. Leave a comment. Keeps the ratings up. Keeps the network on the air. Until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.